equal, mutual, co-inhabitants of this earth. We are neighbors together. We only survive together. And when somebody feels the separation, the sense of outsidedness, this fear of the other, that they don't belong, that's where the deep wounding really is.
Kay Eaton is director and lead chaplain of the Mental Health Chaplaincy, founded in Seattle over 30 years ago. They serve a population facing homelessness and addictions and mental illness, a community that is often marginalized. I visited one Seattle site where vulnerable street people can get a meal and find shelter. I was accompanied by social worker Larry Klum.
This is called The Mission.
Union Gospel Mission of Seattle. It started in 1932 during the Great Depression. A place just south of here was called Hooverville, where there were multitudes camped out. People were in dire straits, and churches came together, formed a union. And volunteers would come in here and serve meals. It became essentially a soup kitchen. And then it evolved into more programs, recovery programs, outreach programs. And now we're one of the larger missions in the United States. I think we're the third or fourth largest. We have 13 different buildings around King County.
Here in Seattle.
Yeah, in the Seattle area.
Larry is director of community mental health programs at the mission. He introduced me to someone he'd met on a street corner about 5 years earlier, a man known as T.Y., which stands for Thomas Young. T.Y. was a professional basketball player in Europe. Now, at age 65, he's hit upon hard financial times, as well as health concerns, including heart problems. He has trouble standing for long periods and wears an oxygen tube, which you'll hear. He often hangs out in Pioneer Square downtown.
I panhandle down there. Okay, and I know everybody down there. In Pioneer Square. Everybody knows T.Y. So I'm the self-proclaimed mayor of Pioneer Square.